Hello and welcome to episode 66 of the Just Happy to Be Here podcast. The final episode of the Just Happy to Be Here podcast. It is me, Tanner, and as always, I am just happy to be here. Even though it's the last episode, I am just happy to be here. Today is Thursday, August 19th, 2021. And as always, I am joined by my good friend, my forever friend, Taylor Super Goose German. And Taylor, I promise I'm never going to introduce you again as my forever friend because that sounds a little weird. Like, can you imagine if we were like at a party and they're like, oh, who's your friend? And they go, this is my forever friend. This is Taylor Super Goose German. People would ask me to leave immediately and they'd ask you to stay because they were concerned for your well-being.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be like a blink twice situation if you need help.
Yes, yes, exactly. And since this is a podcast, nobody knows if you're blinking twice. How are you, man?
Tanner, I too am just happy to be here. But, you know, we were talking before we started the episode and, you know, there's a bittersweetness to this. Mm-hmm. I was thinking today about the last little over a year that we've been doing the podcast regularly and all the time that kind of that encompasses. I mean, no one is going to argue with us if we make the claim that a lot happened this last year.
Can confirm that it did. A lot did happen this year.
A lot did happen. And you and I podcasted through most of it. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, just on top of that, getting to do this podcast goes back to, I don't know if you remember this, Tanner, but when you and I, one of our favorite old haunts in Austin, which I'm pretty sure we've mentioned maybe a while back, but Red Horn.
Mm.
Red Horn.
Coffee and Brew.
Coffee and Brew. Thank you. Man, it's been that long. Isn't that sad that I had to...
Yeah, well... You remembered what they sold. You just didn't remember how they said what they sold.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yes. So thanks for helping me out with that. And I'm so sorry, Red Horn, if you guys are listening.
I think they actually play episodes of the Just Happy to Be Here podcast over the loudspeakers. They're like, you know what? We don't have time for Dave Matthews Band. We're playing some JHTBH pod.
That's right.
That's why most people sit outside at Red Horn.
That's right. That's exactly right. And yeah, this goes back to times where you and I a large chunk of time where you and I were able to like hang out during the day at Red Horn, sometimes office out of Red Horn together, working on different church things, or you know, you were working on Written to Speak stuff, and I brought to you one time the idea of you and I should do a podcast, and. you politely said no.
For good reason. It wasn't because I didn't think that we would have a good podcast. And if I remember incorrectly, I said one day, Taylor, one day.
One day. And one day it did. And it was so good that we did not do it at that time. And I know for sure that we've talked about this probably... It was the first or second time you had me as a guest. And so this is, we're talking probably a couple years ago. But so it was, I would not have been able to handle it at that point in my life. I was way too busy, but wanted to add something else. And it just took the right timing to eventually make it happen. And so thinking about that and thinking now having to step out and it, you know, it's a bittersweetness. There's a sweetness to it. There's always a sweet with every transition. There's a sweetness to things that come with the transition, but there's a bitterness for sure in the things that leave in the transition.
It's kind of like, for a while you were interested in, it's like, I was going to compare it to dating, but that was going to sound really weird. And I was like, maybe we didn't end the final podcast with something extremely uncomfortable like that. But it did. It took us a little while to... And I think sometimes it's... you have to wait for the right time for things. And I think you and I both have experienced this a lot with like waiting to find the person that we want to spend the rest of our lives with.
Yeah.
Or even, and I think even like jobs and stuff too. Like it took me a long time to realize, oh, I wanted to be a writer and a poet and a speaker and those kind of things. And like, I mean, it sounds super cliche and it's on the walls of Hobby Lobby, but you know, good things take time. And sometimes it takes time to find the good things. And I'm really glad that we found this. And as we talked before the podcast and even on the last episode, this is something worth celebrating. And I think sometimes in our world, and I do this a lot too, it's like you try to measure it or you try to give something like weight. Like this was a really good thing, even if it wasn't a forever thing. And that's okay. It's okay to let things stop. And sometimes things are better if they stop. And you and I have talked and said, you know, like we might become even closer friends if we don't do the podcast. Because like you said, this podcast takes a lot of our time. I mean, it takes over an hour every week. And that when you have a life and a family and a job and church stuff, like an hour a week, that's a good amount of time that you can be doing something else. And I'm really glad that we took the last year or so to spend an hour every week doing this, because in a lot of ways, this podcast was therapy. Like we were able to talk, we were able to joke around, we were able to share things that we're learning. That feels a lot like a friendship, but also like therapy to me. So I'm just so happy that we were able to do this. And truly, like I am just happy to be here, even though this is the last episode, and I will continue to be just happy to be here, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Taylor, let's do it. Are you ready?
I think so. Let's do it.
I think we've already started.
We're here.
Anyways, if we go any further, before we go any further, if you like this show, you might also like The Craft. What's that? A sponsor on the final episode? You betcha. Because The Craft is a show on the 1517 Podcast Network hosted by Blake Flatley, who, I must add, would fit in nicely on this podcast with us. Every week, Blake invites a guest to discuss their vocation through the lens of artistry, theology, and culture, exploring the how and why of what they create. You can find the show by visiting 1517.org/podcast or searching for The Craft in your podcast app. Taylor, we are recording this. Spoiler alert. We're not recording this on Thursday, August 19th. We're recording this on Monday, August 16th. And that's because our hearts couldn't take it any longer. We just had to go ahead and do the podcast. Also, our schedules did not allow for us to do it any other time.
Correct.
but we are pretending that this isn't our last podcast, and we're also pretending that today is Thursday, August 19th, which is National Aviation Day.
Oh, snap.
And Taylor, it is. And that reminds me that we have not talked about our top space movies, and we mentioned this for several episodes, and this is our last chance. So Taylor, hit me. what are your top three favorite space movies? And I'm going to share with you my top three as well.
Yes. So yeah, we definitely spent a good chunk of time guaranteeing that this was going to happen at some point, and so it's a good thing that we're delivering on that guarantee. Yes, but man, I can't say enough about nerding out on space movies. Can't say enough about it, but I'm not going to get into all of that because nobody wants to listen to that podcast of just me being that guy. But so my top three, Tanner, and this is going to maybe be controversial for some, but I don't care. You know what I say? Get out of my face. That's what I say.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Get out.
So, and probably...
Get out of my face and go to outer space. That's what I usually
say. Oh, there he is.
Hey, if I'm rubber, you're glue.
Whatever.
I can't see you because you're beneath my shoe.
Oh, snap. I had not heard that version.
I just made it up. That's why.
Nice.
Also, it doesn't make sense.
also, I feel like sometimes with movies, Tanner, and like drafting them, I feel like... Ask me in a different week, and these might be in a totally different order.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so here we go. Enough ado. No more of that. Number three. Throwing this up here. Thor Ragnarok.
Ooh.
So funny. I like it. So funny. They leaned into the ridiculousness of basically a pirate in space. And
which as a boy, and for maybe for girls as well, that's all you really want in a movie. It's a pirate in space.
Done. This is where it gets a little, I don't know if that anybody's going to think that's necessarily controversial, but I think that people might have trouble with my next choice. Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Oh, are you serious? That's the one you're going to go with? I feel like that's like the general like response to it, right?
Yes. Yeah, but it is.
I can't argue with it.
Man, here's the thing. When I went and saw Star Wars The Force Awakens, it had been 10 years since Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, and the prequels were finally behind us. Mm-hmm. And were there some great lightsaber fights? Yes. No doubt. But it's kind of universally accepted that the prequels, just not great stuff. And so I didn't know if there was ever going to be another Star Wars movie, ever. Mm. And a decade has passed. And I remember, because I remember hearing first about this like a year before it came out, and then finally it comes out. And I, Tanner, felt like a little kid again when I went and saw that movie. It was one of those that full on, I was a 5-year-old. Now, I had the body of a 24-year-old, but I was 5 that day. And it was so...
A little bit like heaven. All right.
Yeah. What? So, that's...
Sorry.
No. It's... I need to stop. I could gush on this movie too much. And number one. Interstellar.
Interesting.
Interstellar.
That's going number one, huh?
That's number
Interstellar
one.
Is the movie that you've mentioned on this podcast several times, and every time you've mentioned it, I said, oh, I'm going to go watch that. Well, to keep with tradition, I'm going to go watch that.
Yeah, you got to.
Hey, that's a solid top three. I like it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate like that.
And tomorrow it's going to be different.
And tomorrow's probably going to be different, exactly. But Tanner, your top three space movies. Oh, I have a feeling.
Easy.
I have a feeling what number one will be, but...
Oh, yeah. Let me start with number one. Let's for one last time, talk about Space Jam. It's number one. It is number one, I think, on most people's list. You happen to be the odd man out. Space Jam is number one. Now, the amount of time they spend in space, not too much. But Space Jam is number one for obvious reasons, and I'll only give you one reason. Number one, it's a perfect movie. That's why it's number one. There's no other reason. Second one, and I, to be honest, I'm not even sure they go to space in this one, but it's Independence Day with Will Smith.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
I think they might go to space in it, but they may not. And I know they fight aliens, and they come from space. So in one way or another,
it counts.
Space is brought into the movie.
Yeah,
particles of space, sure. And then my third, which could be a second, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, they're yeah. They're in space, for sure. So funny.
And that's a great... That was one of the first Marvel movies I watched. Maybe not the first, but one. And I was like, this one. This is the one. This is funny. There's a talking raccoon. I'm super into this for some reason.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't want to go into detail as to why. But I am. Those are my top three space movies. If I only had to pick one, I'm going Space Jam. If I had to pick two, I'm going Space Jam twice. So there's that.
And not so Space Jam 2.
No.
And we don't have to get into that right now, Tanner.
We don't have to. Let me give you just a quick, my quick thought on it.
Yeah.
It's fine. If I was 10, amazing.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, I'm not 10.
Yeah,
so it's,
right.
Like it's fine. Also, it's, you know, these are children's movies starring basketball players with a lot of plot holes. So, like, it's an accurate movie. Anyways, not only is today National Aviation Day, it's also National Soft Ice Cream Day.
Ooh.
Which is so much better than Hard Ice Cream Day.
So much better. So much better.
And I think these 2 days go great because it's also National Potato Day.
Oh, thank you.
So,
yes.
Think about this. You're going to Wendy's. You get potatoes.
Yep.
And you get soft ice cream. Mm. Nothing better than French fries and a Frosty.
Oh, my gosh. Nothing.
Right?
Nothing better.
Tastes like high school. Tastes like high school. Which can tell you how, you know, tells you right there just how crazy of a child I was in high school. So, you know, Frosties and French fries.
And
just can't beat it.
I'm right there with you.
Now, the day this podcast comes out is August 20th, which happens to be National Radio Day.
Ooh.
And we've mentioned this on the podcast before, but you have had a radio career in the past.
Yes. Yes, I have.
I still remember when you called me and you were like, I got a job. I was like, you did? You're like, yep, I am working at a radio station. And I, for some reason in my mind, I was like, wow, when did you, like, I felt like you had to get a degree in radiology or something to become, you know, like, but you just got the job. And it's rude to say, because you have a face for TV and movies and magazines, but you also have a voice for radio. Like, you have a great voice, Taylor.
That's very sweet.
I'm not just complimenting you because you're leaving the podcast. I'm complimenting you because it's true. but there was this wild time, man, where you and I were both, and we both happened to find like transition at the same time, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was a time when you had moved up to Minnesota, and I was about to move to Nashville.
Yeah.
And you were stepping into this new career, doing radio. And looking at what was next, and I was like, well, I'm going to be a poet full time. And it was just a very, like, we both were like trying to figure out things on our own and grappling with transition and change and how are we going to make it and what's next. And you were calling high school basketball games. Oh, man. Just wild. But it's crazy to think, you know, how far we've come since you were doing radio on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty crazy because it's to look back at that too, because there was a point where like I had been in it for a few months and I was like, I could see myself doing this for the rest of my life potentially. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously that's not how things shook out. And maybe that's a story that's specifically how that all shook out at the radio station. Maybe that's a story for a different day, but it is wild to see all that has happened. I mean, I'm not even in the same state and very married as opposed to at that time, very single,
very, very not married,
very not married, as they would say.
That sounds like the title of like a teen movie. Very not married.
Yeah, absolutely. Catch it on the Disney Channel.
Oh, 100%. Starring Sinbad. I don't know why, but he's in it.
He's definitely in it.
His career's getting resurrected here.
But man, yeah, it's wild. And since then, now back in ministry and working in a school setting again, and mm-hmm. You know, the Lord has been just very, very, very gracious and, mm-hmm. and very kind, and has just continued. I mean, this is what he does, but continues to guide and continues to provide in mm-hmm. the midst of a lot of uncertainty and trying to figure out your next step. And I mean, it's wild. I mean, it's wild. I've probably had a few more life changes in that time, but you know, Tanner, some things have changed for you as well.
I would say they certainly have, in a good way. And I think kind of what you were saying, like there are these moments where you're just waiting for something to change and then before you know it, change is here. And it's the things that you learn during the waiting that, well, that they're challenging.
Yeah.
Because you and I have talked, and we're like, we're in a place where we're here, but we don't want to be where we are. But I know that there's something for me in this. And I think coming back to that reminder time and time again, that there's something for me in the waiting and the wondering and in the wandering and knowing that, that things are still good, even though they're not perfect. Like they're still good.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's like, how can I celebrate, in moments and in seasons like this? Actually, so this past Sunday at church, I was reminded of, there's a verse in Ephesians, I think it's Ephesians 4 or Ephesians 5, but it mentions, you know, like to be thankful in all circumstances, right? And it's mentioned in like Philippians and other places as well. But like even when things are bad, and to thank God for those things, right? And I think that is, you know, it's difficult. But like, how can I rejoice in my suffering? How can I rejoice in the pain? How can I rejoice in what's hurting or in the things that I have questions in? And I think as difficult as that is, that's like it's a beautiful, I don't want to just limit it to a spiritual practice, but it's a beautiful way to talk with God and to navigate the world. Now at times I know in the things that we're going through and the things that you're going through, like to rejoice in those times kind of feels, like backwards or in some cases fake.
Yeah.
But to find joy in something genuine and to find hope and thanksgiving, even when things just aren't good.
Yeah.
That's hard, but, and I think, and then you kind of get, and then when things become not the way that they are, but kind of where we find ourselves now, where like a lot of our prayers and wonderings have been answered, like we're still rejoicing, right? And not rejoicing because they've been answered, but we're rejoicing because that's what we're invited to do, right? Because we know how the story ends. So we continue to rejoice. Well, I'm going to step away from the preacher's mic.
No, that's good stuff, man. And I just thought of, because I'm reading through Job right now, and I just thought of, the end.
Oh, yeah, he's good at this.
He's good at this. He teeters. He teeters because he's a human. But
teeter happens.
But his first response, the end of Job chapter 1, he literally finds out thing after thing after thing has, like, messenger, like, and it's the way that it's even phrased, where, like, one messenger finishes some really terrible news, and then immediately as he finishes, the next messenger gives him some additionally terrible news. And after several waves of this, the man loses literally everything. And his initial response is, Job arose.
Just happy to be here.
Just happy to be here. He says he arose, he tore his robe and shaved his head. Common grieving practices at the time. We're not going to suggest you necessarily grieve this way on the Just Happy to Be Here podcast. But the thing he does immediately after that is he fell on the ground and worshiped.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And just being able to be in the seasons that you're talking about and going, man, I'd have nothing at all if not for the Lord. He gives and he takes away. All of it is on purpose. None of it meaningless. Even if I can't think of anything else to rejoice in, man, certainly that's something I can rejoice in.
And all of this to say, you can grieve and still have joy.
Yeah, that's right.
And we've talked about this before, and it's not like a new idea, but you can hold both things at the same time.
Yeah.
You can hold sorrow and hope. I don't know if I've heard this before. I'm sure it's true. I hope it's true. I don't want to lie on a podcast, but like you're grieving in one way or another is worship. I think that's true. I have to think about that. But I think it's, you know, it is, you can grieve and still praise, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's well, like, it, you know, it's okay to, you know, and Job did this, right? I hope I'm not talking, I don't think I'm being wrong.
No,
I've trapped myself in my words. I'm really having this existential thought over here, which someone on the pod who's listening right now has been like, yeah, dude, you're good. That's how it is. Welcome to being alive.
But I think that knowing that in grief you can worship, like, I think maybe grief in and of itself not being the worship, but knowing that the way that we grieve can be worship. And what is the attitude in our grief? Are we still coming back to the truth about who God is and who he says he is? And are we leaning into just what you're talking about, being able to carry joy, knowing that joy, and I think we might have even had like a whole episode dedicated to this at one point, but the difference between joy and happiness.
We've talked about that.
Yeah. Where it's like knowing that joy in Christ endures because Christ endures. And so it's whatever the object of your joy, of your hope, of your faith. If the object of your joy, your hope, and your faith is eternal, then that's going to last no matter your circumstance. It's dependent upon the object, and that's the beauty of those promises in Christ.
Yep. Nailed it. Sometimes there's nothing, there doesn't need to be a response, but on a podcast there kind of has to be, because it would be weird if I just stayed silent. Anyways,
and I think off the back of those comments, if we were in person with each other, like if you said something or I said something, I think the listeners would just hear like a high five.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
This Tanner, guy's nice one.
Themselves at Starbucks. These guys are just high-fiving and weeping with each other. Anyways, Taylor, for the last time, let's talk about something that we read recently. Well, I should say for the last time on this podcast. What did you read recently?
Yeah. So for this one, Tanner, I don't know if you've heard of Instagram.
.com,
24-hour website.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. That is a little bit unfortunate, actually, or a lot of it sometimes. I usually vet people better than I do when I quote someone on here to make sure. So the guy I'm about to quote, I don't know anything about him. The quote is great, so I'm hoping that there's some of that reflected in his life. But if he turns out to be a terrible person, there's no association there.
Hey, but you can have a great quote and still be a terrible person, you know?
That's true. Yeah, because
also,
yeah. Go ahead. Sorry, I keep interrupting. I'm just going to interrupt.
It's the podcast. off the top of my head, we read a lot of Psalms, and turns out David wasn't the best guy, you know? So, but we still quote. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
Redemption.
Yeah, exactly. Continue. And it's a great reminder that humans don't own truth. God does.
Turns out he actually, it doesn't say it in the Bible, but one of the first things he did during creation was he trademarked everything. Truth being one of them. He was like, I've got to trademark truth. I got to trademark water. That's his, by the way.
Not Dasani. Like,
yeah. No. Not even. He was just God at all. So, yeah. Ending the podcast with heretical jokes, I wouldn't have it any other way, because I'm actually going to hold on to that one. I think that was pretty decent. Anyway, tell us what you've read.
Yeah, so I read this quote, and here it is. This from a guy named Matt Merker. Know nothing about him. He says, "If you want a church with community, get ready to let people call you out on your sin. Drive old ladies to church. Bring folks baby meals. And that's not necessarily meals just for babies. I think that's if someone's had a baby and you just want to bless them with a meal. Anyway, people get it. That was unnecessary. Yeah. Get ready to teach Sunday school. Pray for the body. Have long conversations with awkward people. Because we are all awkward people. Yes. And celebrate weddings and kids while waiting on your own. Mm-hmm. And that...
Matt Merker.
Yeah, Matt Merker. That quote really just got me when I read it today. And, you know, because I get what he's saying. And he puts the word community in quotes. If you want a church with community, quote, get ready to. And I think that's something that I, for a while in my life, did not do well. I think what I did was I held a certain definition of church community over the churches that I was in, and basically, I mean, it was a definition based on my own sinful self-righteousness, if I'm being honest. And if that church didn't meet that definition, not something biblical, by the way. Not something where they're teaching straight up actual heresy from the pulpit or something.
And in this week's sermon series, we're going to talk about what God trademarked in the first 6 days.
but really, what was happening and what caused a lot of discontentment in my soul was that I had this definition based on kind of self-righteousness in me, and that affected how involved I was with people, how transparent I was, how willing or unwilling I was to let people call me out on my sin and serve the people who were around me. Man, it really struck a chord in me because I saw that in myself where I was not prepared to do the things in that list and at times in my life, and it deeply affected my time among church communities where I think in some cases it was absolutely. In all, you know, God is sovereign. It was time to leave for a number of different reasons in those cases, and I think that he used all of that and authored all of that. But I think that the things going on in my heart really, really affected my willingness to serve, my willingness to be transparent and called out, and really resulted in a lot of discontentment, a lot of judgmentalism, criticism in my soul. So I think go in with these prepared with these things in mind. And I think, you know, there are certainly times to leave. Definitely.
Yes.
But if you go in with these things in mind, looking to do these things ultimately out of a love for Jesus and wanting people to see the love that Jesus has for his church, I think that's going to does drastically change our experience in our churches.
And well, first of all, you're doing a great job being honest and open about things now while on a podcast. So change clearly has happened. I'll also say this list isn't something that you see on your first couple of Sundays at church. Like
no.
You go to a new church. Like you don't usually see this right away. And I think one of the things that this list is kind of implying is that you are there is a community where the circle is not closed, but there is a huge opening inviting people to stand there with them. Because I know that you and I have been to churches before where it feels like, well, I can't, how am I going to find a place here or a community here, or do I even belong here? And then there are these other churches that you'll go to and people are quick to invite you to things and to, you know, open up their lives to them. Let me share with you what I've read recently, because I think this kind of ties in together.
Yeah, I think these this is do. A quote. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like we planned it and we actually didn't. But this is from author Anne Lamott, and she is she's a Jesus person. She's a hilarious writer, and we probably disagree. I think I was explaining to her to you a while ago, Taylor, and I was like, I think that she would be like my favorite grandma, but like the rest of my family would be like, yeah, grandma's a little different than we are. And I'd be like, yeah, but she's like the best. So anyways, this is a quote from Anne Lamott. It says, everyone is screwed up, broken, clingy, and scared. Even the people who seem to have it more or less together. They are much more like you than you would believe. So try not to compare your insides to their outsides. Mm. And I think I do a really good job of that, is comparing their, you know, we look at people and they're like, you have it all together.
Yeah.
And we know that's a lie. None of us, first of all, none of us know what we're doing. None of us have it all together. All of us are just, we're just trying so hard, and it's sometimes goes well. But like she says, you know, everyone is screwed up, broken, clingy, and scared. And I can't disagree with her. Mm-hmm. But I think that when you think about community and you understand that everyone is searching for something, everyone is much more like each other than we want to believe or even think. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that makes community a little bit easier to have, knowing that we are that awkward person that someone's going to have a conversation with. Like, knowing that, like, you can fill the role of bringing a meal to somebody, and you can fill the role of asking for help. Mm. And it all just, you know, it's almost as if like God designed us to be with one another and to care for each other. I don't know if I believe he probably trademarked that one too.
Probably. He may just have. And yeah, I think about Paul's words to the Galatians, where he talks about, me paraphrasing, but talks about essentially that we are one and equal at the foot of the cross, where the cross of Christ, and in contrasting our lives to the perfect life that he led, should humble us to the point where we do just as this quote is talking about. Do look at our mess, but understand that mess is around, and it makes us all equal recipients and equally in need of grace.
Yeah. This past Sunday at church, our pastor, the church that we've been attending all summer because we've been away from home, but my friend Ryan was preaching, and he was talking about how one of the first churches that he served was out in California with a lot of former military, retired military. And one Sunday he was talking to a former general who attended this church. And he said that he was just kind of joking around and said, like, so do you, like, when you come up to, you know, receive communion, do people like with lower ranks in the military have to salute you? And he was just like, you know, joking around. And he said that the general turned to him and said very seriously, there are no ranks in the body of Christ. And I was like, ooh, that is good. Right. Like there are, like, we are all in the, like, there's no ranks. And I think that's a really a beautiful thing to think about. And if there's no ranks, then, you know, like we always talk about, we are all welcome and invited. And it's also, if there's no ranks, that means that I can rest and relax. That means that I can teach Sunday school. That means I can drive old ladies to church. I can let people call me out on my sin. I can have long conversations with people, and they can have one with this awkward guy who claims to be a podcaster, you know? So it's, I don't know, it all works together somehow.
Yeah.
Some way.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, that's so encouraging too, because you know that whatever you're doing in that body, that does not determine your value. Like Christ determines your value. Your value is being found in Christ. And so no matter what I'm doing, I can do with joy, knowing that this isn't the determination of my value, but my Savior, my God, is the determination of my value. And so whether I'm I'm cleaning toilet bowls, or I'm doing things that would be less desirable, or it comes to things like even honoring leadership in my church. It's something where it's like, I know that our positions, what parts God has us in, this is not a hierarchy of value here, mm-hmm. but I can do this well. And with a humble attitude, knowing that, there are no ranks. mm-hmm. if we might have different pieces, but there are no ranks. That's good.
It's just like, it gets to that the comparison thing. Right. And we know that, I used to think that the quote was from, Leslie Knope on Parks and Rec, where comparison is the thief of joy, but she's just quoting, is it Roosevelt who says that? I don't know. Somebody says that. Comparison is the thief of joy. That's the quote, right? I'm not butchering that too.
I think that's right. Yeah.
But like, there's no ranks. So like, we don't have to compare ourselves, you know, and we don't have to compare ourselves. You know, there were ranks, you know, we can just like be, here's the thing, Taylor, let me tell you what the thing is.
Tell me what the thing is.
You can just be a person and you can just be your fully redeemed self. And there is a lot of freedom in that. And that is something I keep reminding myself over and over again. You can just be your fully loved and redeemed self. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So, anyways, before we go, Taylor, what's next for you?
Tanner, what is next for me, is I am, so literally, tomorrow starting classes with Moody Bible Institute. I am going to be pouring, a lot of time into, my new position. I think we've talked about it a little bit, but over the summer I was hired on at, mine and Mindy's church as our intern youth director. And so I'm going to be pouring a lot of time into our youth ministry. I'm going to be continuing to pour time into, worship ministry that Mindy and I get to do together. Then I am working at the school, at the school that I work at, same school, different job, as a secretary, and trying to find my way through that. And so, those are the things that, I am swimming in and are going to do my best, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to bring glory to God in all of these areas. So it's a busy, busy, busy season of life. But I'm thankful for the things the places that God has placed me. And, I'm thankful for the opportunities that He's given me to hopefully, make much of His name in these different mm-hmm. areas. So that's what's next for me, man. What's next for Tanner?
A lot of things, hopefully. I mentioned this in the last podcast, but I'm thinking about what does it look like to start a little 15 or 20 minute episode podcast every other week or something like that. So I'm kicking on that idea. And if those who are listening continue to subscribe to this podcast, I'll drop a little episode and let you know like where you can find it and all that kind of stuff. And I'll share it around on social media as well. I think there's a lot of things that I'm working on. I'm working on a third book that should be out in November. And that book is going to be titled Walk a Little Slower. And I'm excited about it. I really am. I was talking with someone today about it. And I was like, my first book was like, this is a, you know, collection of poems that I wrote for like the first 7 years of calling myself a writer. And then As You Go, the book that was released in September of 2020 was just like this, you know, short little journal thoughts. And I was super excited about that. It was the first one I got to self-publish and figure that out. And so this third one is like, I feel like I've got it. And these are the poems that I'm extremely excited to have printed in a book. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully that comes out in November. And I look forward to talking with my friend Taylor Jarman.
Yes.
On a fairly weekly basis about life and it not being recorded. And I'm going to watch Interstellar.
That's what I get. Let's be honest. That's number one priority.
Yeah, Interstellar. I'm doing that right after this. I got a me and is it Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yes. McConaughey is definitely
got a date with. Get jealous because I got a date with Matthew McConaughey. So yeah, man. There's a lot of good things that are coming up, but man, I'm so glad that we got to do this podcast and we finished on episode 66. Turns out there's 66 books in the Bible. Pretty good. I mean, pretty good number, right?
As numbers go, it's a good one.
We could have gotten to 100, but that would have been a lot. But dude, this has been the best. This has been a very sweet moment in my life doing this podcast, and I'm glad that I got to spend this time with you. It really does mean a lot.
Well, likewise, man. It's been so many moments in the podcast and conversations that have just been a joy. And I mean, it's a joy being your friend. And so anytime we get a chance to talk is wonderful and encouraging and it's what a little over a year it's been. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful. So thankful to this for this time, and so thankful that you asked me in the first place, man.
And who knows, man? We one day while we're in assisted living together, independent living, we might just kick around doing another podcast. Just happy to wheel me there is what I'm gonna call it.
JH. T W T.
Yep, it's not going to be on a T-shirt.
T W T M T.
Yeah, we'll make stickers, but it's not going to be on a T-shirt.
No, it's a. We need a big, yeah. Big old T-shirt.
Yeah. Hey, this has been the best. I will always be just happy to be here.
And likewise, man, just happy to be here.
Hey, thanks to everyone who's been listening to this podcast. It really does mean a lot to us. We've certainly enjoyed sharing a little slice of our lives with you and the things that we've been learning and the helping us with our jokes, refining them as we go. If you want to follow along with what we're doing, you can check out the links in the show notes. But that is it for the Just Happy to Be Here podcast. This is it for Tanner Olson and Taylor Super Goose Jarman. Taylor, I'm going to talk to you real soon.
Yeah, man. Talk to you then.